Welcome to the Secret Code to Government Proposal Success podcast series brought to you by OCI. In each episode, we will shine a light into new ways that government contractors can win new business, secure recompetes, and achieve long-term success. This summer, many believe that federal spending for contractor products and services will be the highest in 10 years. Though it's uncertain whether or not government procurement professionals will be able to work virtually and efficiently in the face of COVID-19. And today we're speaking with Aaron Heffron, president of Market Connections, more about this topic. And Aaron, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Matt.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's great to have you. And let's jump right in. So as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, many believe that we're coming into this, what we're calling the summer selling season, where federal spending potentially could be its highest in 10 years. Yet we've seen that solicitations have slowed down in May. And from your perspective, is this because procurement professionals who process these procurements have not yet adapted to working virtually? And would love your take on this.
Yeah, I completely believe that the summer slowdown a little bit in the new procurements and the releases of RFPs is a lot to do with the quarantine and COVID-19 shutdown that really went in earnest kind of the third week of March. We saw that, you know, folks pretty much had a full scatter drill where they all had to go to their respective corners and their respective homes and figure it out from there. There wasn't a great contingency plan in place. It was quick, it was dirty. And I think what that led to was some immediate confusion and challenges in collaboration, processes, whatnot, that you see initially a lot of the procurement and other government communities trying to digitize their existing processes with mixed results. It wasn't clean, it wasn't pretty, but it pretty much put a pause button on things for a good 4 to 6 weeks, I would say, before folks got their feet underneath them and were able to figure out, okay, how is this going to work at this point?
Yeah, interesting. And also, too, in the face of that, there was a lot of fast tracking of COVID-related contracts as well, like with the VA and other federal health IT agencies as well. So it's kind of like a contradictory period right there. You know,
yeah,
some things were moving fast and hot and others not, right?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a perfect storm with respect to the challenges and really highlighting the procurement challenges and the shortcomings of the processes that are currently in place. You had the COVID hit, which inhibited work. At the same time, it also overlaid new opportunities and new challenges on top of things. You know, I'll give an example. We did a survey, and one of the things that we do is to try to keep a finger on the pulse of what's going on out there. We surveyed the federal community really that first week of April to find out, all right, how is this affecting? We've all been in quarantine for a week or two. What's going on? And we found that about 2/3 of all civilian staff went full remote. You know, they were home, no trips to the office. It was less for DOD. But what we found that was probably not surprising is that about half of them said that all execution of new projects were put on hold, that it really was that pause button that, hey, we're not going to start anything new. Things that are in process will inch along slowly, but anything new is on hold for right now until we figure it out. And that got matched up with all of a sudden the influx of procurements and changes to existing contracts that were necessary in order to adapt, you know, remote work, security issues, new security requirements. Now, all of that was put in there at the same time that everything from new projects to new hirings was really put on hold. So I think that really made a dent and kind of increased the backlog of work that I think they're still trying to dig out of.
Yeah, interesting. And also, too, as we've seen just in the mainstream press and pretty much all over the world, people are starting to think about reopening their businesses and getting back to somewhat normal or a new normal. And I think that's why some people think that this summer, because of this kind of holdback, there could be an opportunity for a lot more RFPs being released in a fast and furious fashion. What's your take on that? Is that reality, or are we still kind of figuring out where we are, if you will?
Yeah, I think, normally in a typical year, we would be right in the midst of the wish list season. It's May, beginning of June, everybody putting together their wish lists for what would be end of the year funding. What would come out in August and September? What do you want to do? Everybody's budgets were generally in place. But I think what's going to happen now is that you have the solicitations that were supposed to be going out in March, in April, that were planned during last fall with the new budgets and whatnot. So those are being pushed into the July-August timeframe. And on top of that, you're going to have the end of the year push for solicitations happening at the same time. So it's going to kind of be a double down, and it's going to be interesting to see how it's handled, because the standard procurement processes aren't going to necessarily hold up very well with that level of burden. You're going to get to the 11th hour, come September, and there's going to be a lot of unawarded RFPs out there that, either they're going to be held off until next year, if possible, or they're just going to wither on the vine. And I think that's where the vendor community is going to have to really be flexible and really help in the process as they go.
Yeah, wow. Great insights there. And speaking of the vendor community, what are you seeing from Market Connections clients and customers? What are they thinking and feeling today when it comes to the state of procurement?
Yeah, I think there is both a feeling of there's great opportunity, yet there's great concern. And I think it comes down to there's a worry out there that this is going to be a real boon for the entrenched incumbents, because there's going to be a real inclination to award to those that you already know and that you are already very familiar with, because the whole process is going to be shortened down. So, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't in many cases. And agencies are going to look internally and say, who are we already working with? Can they make it work? Can they satisfy these requirements where we don't have to go through maybe the same level of due diligence that we have as if we're awarding a completely new vendor a certain contract? So I think that's of some concern to companies out there who were really banking on some business coming from changes in contracts as we go, in the recompetes and such that were coming up. I think there is some worry now that that's just going to sit with the incumbents. I also see on the flip side the opportunity, though, for companies who have really spent a lot of time and effort in growing and building the familiarity that they have in the community, so that all the work that they've been doing in December, January, and February will start paying off, where folks are familiar. There's a lot of best practices out there. The vendors have brought forth the consultative advice that the agencies are looking for. Part of the survey that we did, it was what can vendors do? And the agency said, have the vendors step up and provide us some consultative advice. Help us through this process. And we see a lot of our customers and our clients now stepping up and saying, okay, how can we make the process easier for the procurement community? So there's an opportunity now to be the partner for them going forward. So incumbents, I think, are in very good shape right now, and as well as the companies who have really invested in making the case that they are strong and that they can be good consultative partners.
Outstanding. And I know we're going to do a separate follow-on podcast about the state of recompete. So we'll dive more into that topic in our next one, but that's some great insights there when it comes to the incumbents. And Aaron, if you don't mind, tell us about how Market Connections can help government contractors in this climate.
Well, as I mentioned, the easiest path to a new procurement is going for those agencies, one that you already do business with. In theory, you already have that in with all of them. But short of that, you'll want to go after the agencies that have high familiarity or know well and think well of you in what they're doing. And market connections helps you as a vendor figure out who knows you well, who doesn't know you well, and what do they think about you? What are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? You know, it's one thing to know that the agency thinks that you're a great provider, you're innovative and whatnot, but it's also helpful for them to know what they think you can't do so that you can either redirect your business so that you're targeting those agencies that are the low-hanging fruit for you, that know what you do well, but also know where you need to spend a little internal resources in building your brand and building your efforts within some of those new agencies where you are weak as you go along. So Market Connections helps its clients figure out where you're strong, where you're weak, and what's the best way to position yourself so that you can do well with the agencies you work with, and at the same time, build new business with those agencies that you wish you could work with.
That's great. Great insights there. And Aaron, really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Yeah, I think the one thing that's going to be key thinking forward is that procurements are personal, and it's important to know what the individuals think. And I think that's one thing that's lost in the overall view of marketing and trying to reach out to these new agencies, is that yes, the agencies have needs and they list out their plans for the next 3 to 5 years, but there are individuals and there are people that have to work on this day to day in the agencies. And knowing what makes them tick, what challenges they're facing on a day-to-day basis, both personally and professionally, is incredibly important in building that trust between the vendors and the agencies, which will in turn lead to long-term relationships and new business for vendors around there. And we constantly talk to our clients about the importance of knowing the people and knowing them well. And I think that's your best path in any situation, whether there's a pandemic or not, is to know those individuals.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard our inaugural Secret Code to Government Proposal Success podcast interview with Aaron Heffron, who's the president of Market Connections. And as you heard, Aaron shared his insights into what is coming up ahead this summer for contractors when it comes to opportunities and also challenges when it comes to government procurement in the face of COVID-19. And Aaron, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Matt.